Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're trying to climb away from that assassination stuff for a little while. Do some emails. I do want to bring up this story out of Wisconsin. I will say one last thing on this. It's going to be such an adjustment and a horrible adjustment for you and I. If I'm correct, and we are becoming a culture of assassination, and we're going to be a place where political violence is the norm, where our political leaders getting murdered is the norm, it's going to be an adjustment. But you look at all these headlines from around the world, and you realize that's how so many people live. It's just awful. You know, there are countries out there, you just know your political candidate running for president, the chances are not that low that he'll be shot and killed when he runs for office. It's crazy for us to put ourselves in that world. But we have so poisoned the minds of so many millions of street communists in this country. And the Democrats on TV and in politics who've done this aren't sorry about it at all. We've done this for so many years now. We have tons of programmable murderous commie robots, programmable murderous commie robots who are essentially trained to kill. No, I'm not talking about actual firearms training and things like that, but they have learned through years and years and years of programming to hate, to murderously hate whoever the TV tells them to hate. And Democrats have learned to use this to their advantage, talking about he has to be eliminated.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
It's not isolated to losers like Dan Goldman there. It's at the highest levels.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as...
Again, as you listen to this, we played it for you before. I think this was Grabian who did this. Wasn't it Grabian? I think it was. Credit to them. As you listen to this, don't listen like you. Listen like you're a bitter... You're sitting by yourself right now, all right? Just put your mind, you're by yourself, you're in a crappy little apartment, you hate your life, you hate your job, you're miserable, you're bitter about how everything has worked out for you, maybe you drink too much, maybe you're on medications, and you sit all day, every day, you don't have anything to live for, you don't have any drive, you're just a bitter, nasty person. And day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you sit and you listen to this.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
And that's why today, in the wake of yet another assassination attempt, the American media did exactly what they're going to do when they finally do kill a Republican, whether it's Trump or another one. They simply blamed him, and even if he died, they're going to blame whoever's killed and then move on because it's going exactly the way they want it to.
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Ohio.
They're always going to say in the end, you had it coming. Dear Menu Whisper, I'd never been to Sonic. This recently came up in discussion with the wife. She was floored and I had never had, despite our 15 years of marriage. She now insists that we go. Since you weren't here, I had to resort to asking ChatGPT what Jesse Kelly would order at Sonic. Did ChatGPT nail it? Or do you have any other thoughts? His name's David. Chris, what's ChatGPT? What is it? It's artificial intelligence? Okay. So they asked artificial intelligence. Don't say anything, Chris. Okay, I know some stuff. They asked artificial intelligence what I would order. How would AI even know anything about? Anyway, here's what it said. Jesse Kelly, a conservative radio host and commentator, often shares his love for fast food and simple classic American fare. Hey, they nailed it so far. He said, I would order a bacon double cheeseburger with a side of chili cheese tots or fries. For a drink, he might suggest a cherry limeade or Route 44 sweet tea. He might also suggest a dessert like a Sonic Blast with Oreo or M&M's for sweet tea. Kelly often, this is all part of the AI, Kelly often emphasizes indulging what you enjoy without worrying too much about calorie counting. That does sound like me. So he'd likely suggest you go big. That's scary accurate. And I'm not saying I would say I would order the bacon double, but I certainly might. I like Sonic. I don't love Sonic. I would get the cheddar peppers. They're jalapeno cheese peppers. Jalapeno cheese bombers is what they are. Chris, why can't I find the word? They're not cheese bombers. I'm used to churches. Jalapeno cheese. You know what I'm talking about. Jalapeno and cheese, and they're breaded and deep fried and very good for you. And they serve them with ranch. Those are good at Sonic. Sonic does a good foot-long chili cheese dog. No, I'm telling you, that's they make a good wiener in Sonic. Highly recommend that. But bacon double and cherry limeade, totally respect it. Absolutely. Uncle Jesse, on Friday, hour three, you went on at length about your upcoming appearance with Tucker Carlson in Houston. Tucker's the biggest name around. I was curious how you felt appearing with him. You mentioned he did Don Jr. and Glenn Beck on previous appearances. Are you nervous about doing it with him in front of so many people since he's so big? Also, how did you and Tucker meet? And his name is Chris. Okay, first, remember, you can get tickets at tuckercarlson.com Wednesday, September 18th. If you are in the area or want to come to the area, come. We're going to pack out the house. It'd be me and Tucker on. How I met him. Gosh. When he still had a show on Fox News, someone, probably on his production staff or maybe he himself, I knew he followed what I did, reached out and said, hey, you want to come be on Fox News? Well, I went on Fox News and I kept dropping these little one-liners, these funny one-liners on Fox News, and he loved it to the point where he invited me to come up. I did this long sit-down with him one time I had to fly up to his place. It was really cool. We sat down, did some long, long form interview. But we got to know each other better then. That's how I got to be friends with Tucker. As far as being nervous goes, no. No, I don't really get nervous about it. I was actually talking to the wife this weekend, and I didn't realize this. She kept bringing it up because Ob's going to come with me. Obviously, she'll be backstage with me and watching with me. And she said, I get nervous for these things. And I said, well, baby, I don't understand why, because I don't get nervous for these things. And she said, that's why I get nervous for these things. You don't care at all. She said, you don't care, you don't get nervous, you don't prepare, and it makes me nervous. What, Chris? I asked that specifically. Chris said, what's she nervous about? The best specific answer she could come up with was, I'm worried you're going to say something that's too far and you're going to get in trouble or something. I don't agree with her, Chris. I will not. I'll be on my best behavior. I'll try. I can't make any promises. Did I get banned from Fox News repeatedly? Yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure I'm banned for life, actually, from there now. Maybe it was when I called Kamala Harris Willie Brown's bratwurst bun. I think that was probably it. I think I was on after that. I think that one caught me a year-long suspension. I don't care. I don't work for Fox News. Anyway, don't be nervous, princess. It'll be fine. All right, Eve, it'll be fine. No matter what. No, I don't get nervous for those things. I will tell you, I like doing them because they're exciting. Does that make sense? Does that make me sound like a freak, an adrenaline junkie? It's fun being on stage. I like, you know, I don't like going to parties and talking to people and stuff like that. But that kind of environment where you can kind of play off the crowd and make them laugh or cheer or whatever, it totally gets the juices flowing. I enjoy it. So no, I don't get nervous. And actually, I don't. Maybe I should. Anyway, Fred gets nervous. He has an upset stomach a lot. Well, he used to be really bad. He still gets really nervous. He just doesn't have the evacuation problems he used to have with his upset stomach. But that's due to rough greens. Fred used to have problems, big time problems, after every meal. Rough greens is the natural nutritional supplement you put on his food, sprinkle it on his food. Well, it has digestive enzymes in there on top of vitamins and minerals and everything else. Not only have we seen a difference in his coat, he doesn't get ear infections anymore, which he used to get all the time, and he never, ever gets sick to his stomach anymore. Thank you, Rough Greens. Again, thank you. Get your dog on some Rough Greens. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I will tell you my two different theories right now on the two different shooters. And then I want to do emails and I want to get off this stuff. But these are just theories. And I could be completely wrong with them. But from what I see, I have two different theories. Because remember, there are going to be a lot of violent people who come from different ways, different walks of life, different areas. The first shooter, the first attempted assassin of Trump, the one from Butler, Pennsylvania, I believe he is part of something larger. I don't know what that means. A larger, powerful organization trained and equipped that young man to go murder Donald Trump. And if you really want me to put a fine point on it, you know how sensitive I am. I believe that force came from within the United States government. And the reason I believe that is they sprayed off the roof that day. Remember, they hit him in the head with a high-powered rifle, so his brains and teeth and everything else would be all over that roof. Have you ever been around... a crime scene of any kind? Maybe there was one in your hometown, or some, have you ever been around one? I've been around more than one. How long did they tape off the crime scene in your hometown? How long? Chris is laughing because it's ridiculous. It's almost, I've had a neighbor call and complain once because one of our neighbors, he was out of town. No one was hurt. He was out of town and someone had broke into his house. This was in another city I was living in. Someone had broken into his home, broke a bunch of windows, stole some jewelry. I forget who discovered it, the landscaper or somebody. Someone discovered it. Anyway, the cops got called out. There's a break-in. No one was hurt. I swear on my life that home was taped off for a month. I bet I was not wrong. Yeah, Chris said longer. Taped off. Somebody tried to blow Donald Trump's head off in Pennsylvania. They brought out the water hose that day and sprayed everything down and then cremated his body. You realize that guy's body has been cremated? That never, ever happens. And you add those two things I just said, those are facts. Oh, let's add another fact to the first one. A man gets up on the roof after the assassination attempt. He's in a suit. He looks to be officially government. He starts telling the local cops to forward all their pictures and videos to him. The cops do. But of course, now we know what phone number that might be. So this gets back to the Republicans in the Senate. The decent ones like Ron Johnson, who told me this to my face. And Ron Johnson said, Jesse, we traced the phone number. That phone number belongs to an ATF agent. And so we reached out and said, hey, curious, why did you want all the pictures and videos of the dead body? The guy lawyered up and clammed up and never said. Oh, and then there's this from Josh Hawley.
I'm told by people who are close to and have knowledge of the Secret Service's own internal investigation that the Department of Homeland Security is leaning on the Secret Service not to comply with document requests to Congress. I mean, this is really getting to be outrageous. The American people need the truth here.
The Department of Justice, in that case, is telling the Secret Service not to comply with Congress? Again, I'm just telling you my theory. My theory is the first one, he was trained and equipped by ugly forces within our borders. That's what I believe. Beyond that, I don't know what to believe, but you don't clean evidence like that. You don't spray the roof. You don't cremate the body. You don't stonewall the Secret Service. These things are not done unless there's a cover-up. All right? My theory on the second one is this, although there's a huge gaping hole in my theory. I will admit that. So you can email and blast away at my theory. You're welcome to, but I know there's a hole in it. My theory on the second one is he was not. Meaning, I do not believe he was trained and equipped by a larger force. I believe this is a standard. If you look at his history, he appears to be a total whack job street communist, radicalized by CNN and decided he was going to go murder Donald Trump. Radicalized by MSNBC, radicalized by the media, Trump's Hitler, that endless stuff. That's just what I believe. There is one huge wrinkle in that belief of mine. Oh, and I should note another part of the reason I believe that is he's still alive. If you, large organizations, whether they are intelligence organizations or mafia organizations or whatever, large organizations, they use patsies to kill people all the time. But you always kill the patsy. You always find a way to kill the patsy. The patsy, you found some nut to murder somebody on your behalf. Okay, but eliminating that guy, thus severing any threads that might lead back to you, that's just standard assassination. Anyone who's ever read a history book knows all of that. You find a patsy, get him to kill the guy you want dead, then you kill the patsy, and oh, look at you with clean hands, and no one can tie you back to anything. Oh, Chris said Oswald, but you could use... Remember when I did that story of Jerome A. Johnson, the guy who killed Columbo? Magically, he murders Columbo, the Italian mob boss. Boom, 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 gets murdered on the spot. No one knows who did it. Well, I guess we'll never know. That's how it works. So that the fact that the second shooter is still alive leads me to believe he wasn't part of something bigger. Except there is one hole in that theory, and I'll tell you that hole in a moment. Before I get to that hole, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers, about doing something good for someone else. We are in scary times and dark times. I know that. We cannot forget about others. We can't forget about the families that are out there, and they wake up with pain every day. Because dad never came home. Or mom never came home. woke up, put on a uniform, went to go protect and serve, and got ambushed by some piece of trash. Tunnel to Towers doesn't forget about those families. Tunnel to Towers helps. They pay off their mortgages for them. They built them an entire community in Florida so these wonderful people can come together and heal together. That's where your $11 a month goes. Go give. 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's do some emails. That's enough of the yucky stuff. Oh, tall purveyor of epic military histories. Sir, I have a nominee for your Medal of Honor Monday. We already did that, but and specifically related to your landing on a grenade. Actually, what I said was jumping on a grenade, but anyway. In 2021, I fled a communist mid-Atlantic state and landed in Greene County, Tennessee. I think it's Greene County, but it could be Green. Chris, will you look on that? I think it's called Greene, but anyway. In beautiful Northeast Tennessee. Gosh, I love Tennessee. I learned of a local man who was the recipient of a Medal of Honor in WW2, United States Marine Corps Sergeant Albert Kinzer. Albert Kinzer. At the time of his sacrifice, is it Green or Greeny, Chris? Did you just type it out like I can't read the name? I know how it's spelled, idiot. I need to know how to say it. I know it doesn't say. Could you listen to whatever? I'm calling it Greeny. Anyway, at the time of his sacrifice, Greeny County had a very small population. Even now, we only have about 73,000 residents. And his death left a big impact. Our county has a park named in his honor. I love that. A bridge and a monument to him at our courthouse. He is buried at a beautiful church near the North Carolina border where he rests along with many generations of our nation's warriors stretching back to the Revolutionary War. Holy crap, Chris, we're going to have to go to this place. Sergeant Kinzer's Medal of Honor and assorted other service medals are on display at our County History Museum, and I have had the privilege of seeing this in person. A very sobering experience, what that little piece of ribbon and medal signifies for both his family and this community. In 2022, on what would have been his 100th birthday, the local paper ran an extensive story on him with interviews with family members and a recap of his military career that could be determined after such a passage of time. Apparently, Kinzer had been nominated for the Navy Cross before his heroic actions, but the paperwork was lost in the fog of war. In the newspaper article, they explained that Sergeant Kinzer was already wounded and was supposed to be carried out on a litter. When that grenade landed next to them, he rolled off his litter, covered the grenade with his body. Valiant until the end. Man, his name is John. Ah, that got me. Anyway, Jesse, you want to know why Dome or the system picked Tampon Timmy over Weasel Shapiro? It's quite possible that they're not worried about winning Pennsylvania. Pause on that. I understand your concerns about being concerned. I get your concerns about Pennsylvania. I get your concerns about election cheating, especially in places like Philadelphia, and all those concerns are valid. But you never have to guess whether or not politicians are actually worried about winning a state or not. You know why you don't have to guess? In fact, you don't ever have to listen to me to know that. You don't have to read anything. Here's all you need to know. Money. How much of are they spending in each state? Where they're spending money, they want to win and think they can win. Either they think they're behind and can come back and win, or they think they're ahead and they're trying to stop him from coming back to win. But where campaigns are spending big money, campaigns are worried. Democrats are spending a fortune in Pennsylvania right now, and so is Donald Trump. They're worried about Pennsylvania, believe me. Jesse, the more you explain what mass deportations look like, the more obvious it's never going to happen. Half the country will lose their minds outright, and a lot of the rest will buckle under the pressure. Yes, that's true. Is there any scenario short of mass deportation that would be effective that the squares would accept? We've got to at least get this underway. His name's Joe. Okay, so in my opinion, this is the best and only way forward for getting all these illegals out of our country. We need red states to form a coalition. This coalition will most likely have to challenge the federal government. No, I'm not talking about war or something violent. There will be legal challenges. And if they have to, maybe they will have to take it further. And again, I'm not talking about war, but I'm talking about maybe blocking feds from coming in and enforcing things. But if you really want deportation like we need, red states need to form a coalition and they need to be passing laws together, even though it'll have to be done state by state, passing laws together that make life impossible if you're an illegal. I mean, if you get busted for jaywalking, you a citizen? Nope, gone. You can't get a job. You can't get a house. You can't get anything. Self-deportation is really the only way you can mass deport this many people. Now, I should clarify, the reason this will not happen at all on a federal level is the House and the Senate, they're never going to have the guts to pass something like this ever. The GOP would never do this in a million years. And Democrats, we know, they want the border open. For a variety of reasons, this is never going to happen at the federal level. I don't even think Trump would do it. They're not going to do this at the federal level. This is going to take states probably banding together, but states themselves are going to have to make life impossible for illegals to exist there. And honestly, Ron DeSantis, surprise, surprise, is putting on a clinic in this with this when it comes to Florida. It's not perfect so far. But as fast as the feds are dumping illegals in Florida, they are packing them up and they're shipping them out. Actually, Abbott, who I'm not a big fan of, Greg Abbott, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, because he was such a COVID tyrant, he's been awesome at this as well. Pack them up, get them on a bus, and get them out. He's not been perfect. There's been all kinds of stuff still going on here. Way too much stuff. There's too much stuff in Florida. There's too much stuff everywhere. But this is going to have to be handled at a state level. If you are sitting there right now banking on a federal response to mass immigration, you're going to be waiting a very, very, very long time. The entire federal government, remember, they're 94, 95% Democrat. So virtually every bureaucrat in the government, they all want the border open because they want the country destroyed. Every elected Democrat wants the border open, wants the country destroyed. Half of the elected Republicans want the border open. They want the cheap labor. They want the Chamber of Commerce campaign money to keep flowing in. So you're dealing with a minority of a minority in Congress that actually would even want serious illegal immigration crackdown, any kind of a serious illegal immigration crackdown in this country, and a fraction of that fraction would actually have the guts to go through with it. And what I mean by that is, again, everyone likes to talk when some dirty illegal rapes and murders some college chick. Everyone's mad about the border being open and deport them all. Everyone says that then. It's what will you do when the kids are crying as they're heading back to Guatemala with mommy? What do you feel then? Do you back off then? Well, I can't do it. I really want to be nice. That's where you lose even the people who were with you before. We are so pillow soft and feminized, we can't handle rough looking pictures, rough looking videotapes. There was a bad looking video of some scumbag drug dealer named George Floyd dying in Minneapolis, and it altered law enforcement in the entire United States of America to this day because the video made everyone uncomfortable. And even the cop didn't end up doing anything wrong. He did a technique that was trained into him by the Minneapolis Police Department. The medical examiner admitted the dude died of a drug overdose. We've remade law enforcement in America off of one video that made people get the sads. I woke up that morning. I saw half the people on the right. Well, I mean, we really do have a race problem. We are really bad against black people. It was embarrassing. Trump was holding law enforcement roundtables. Tim Scott was trying to pass a federal law off one video. You tell me we have the stomach for mass deportation? Yeah, I believe it when I see it. All right. We do a couple more emails. Then we're going to do headlines I didn't get to. And then we're checking out of here. First, let's deal with the pain in your life. The physical pain that holds you back. What is it when your eyes open in the morning? What is it that makes you dread, even if it's a little bit, getting out of bed? How your neck's going to feel? How those knees are going to feel when your feet hit the floor? What if that pain could be removed or reduced to such a level you hardly notice it? You know, that's what Relief Factor can do for you. And it's 100% drug-free, so it's not going to trash your body while you're doing it. Fight pain naturally. Support your body's natural response to inflammation. You know how many people have tried Relief Factor? A million. You know how they sell these 3-week quick start kits for $19.95? Do you know how many ordered more after 3 weeks? Almost 70%. The numbers are ridiculous. Call. Take care of your pain. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, but we will be back tomorrow for a Tuesday. If you want to, you can send me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I mentioned earlier that what's happening in Springfield, Ohio is happening in towns all across America. Springfield, Ohio is just the one that's in the news. Oh, gosh, Chris. I am an idiot. Okay, so Chris just reminded me. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have got it at all. I realize I dropped the mother of all teases 2 segments ago, and then I never got back to it that last segment because I went a different direction. But man, you know how I said I had the theory about the Florida shooter? I think the Pennsylvania shooter is ties to a higher power, and I didn't think the Florida guy did. He just comes off to me like a really, really deranged Democrat wingnut who watches too much CNN. But there is one hole in that theory. His weapon, if we believe what we're being told, and I have no reason not to because a lot of this is coming from local law enforcement, his weapon had the serial number removed. Now, the reason that gives me hesitation is this. Obviously, you can look online and figure out how to remove a serial number. Don't do that, please. That's illegal. But that information's out there. It's not as if it's only in one place. Serial numbers are normally in several different places. That's what trips people up. They look at the one on the barrel and they file it off and they think they're good and there's 10 other ones on there. But so it's not that you can't find it. But let's assume this wingnut didn't find it. He's from Hawaii. He tried to kill Trump in Florida. He didn't fly from Hawaii to Florida with that weapon. Meaning, he procured that weapon in Florida. Now, as you know, I stay on the right side of the law. I do that not because I'm a good person, but because I know the filthy feds would love to throw me in prison, so I stop insulting them all the time. So I make sure, in the words of Glenn Beck when he told me about this, he said, you make sure there's a Grand Canyon between you and the line of the law all the times because they want to take you down. And he was right about that. Thank you, Glenn. So I stay legal, but I have lived much of my life in a gray area. And I will tell you this. I'm from here. Well, I'm not from here, but I've lived here for, what, a decade now? If I wanted to have a weapon that didn't have a serial number, give me a day or so, I could get one of those, I'm sure. Anything illegal you wanted, I could probably get my hands on one of those because I'm from here. I know a guy who I'm sure knows a guy. I have like three guys in my mind right now. Oh, yeah, I bet you with one phone call, he has one. But this wingnut was not from Florida. This wingnut is from Hawaii. He got on a plane and flew from Hawaii to Florida and managed to get himself a weapon that didn't have a serial number on it? I don't know. Look, the internet's a wild place. Who knows? But that is the hole in my theory. And again, it's just a theory. I don't know either things. I don't know whether the first guy was trained by some organization. I don't know whether the second guy was just some random wingnut. From what I gather now, that's my theory. But you should understand this about my two theories. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for like 2 years now. So my mind is simply superior to yours. You see, what, Chris? You see, my mind works. My mind works so well because my T levels, they're basically at a rhinoceros level at this point. If you take a male vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It won't even be 90 days and you'll feel it in your mind. Your mind just works so much better. Your mood is so much better. After a couple years, 2-3 years, I don't even know if I classify as human. Do you want your mind to work like that? Call them or text them. There's so much more than just stacks or chocolate powder or anything. Call them, text them. 50CHOQ3000, all right? 50CHOQ3000. Do some emails. Oh, wise Dr. Jesse. Seems like every day I'm hearing about some government program spending millions of tax dollars, often going to illegals. I'm about to explode. His name is Phil. Yeah, that leads me to the story I was getting to before I got back to the tease, which I was about a half hour late on.
Migrants first started arriving in early 2022. The traffic has picked up. On December 28th, Whitewater's police chief and city manager wrote a letter to the White House. They're asking the Biden administration for help as this city of about 15,000 handles an estimated 800 to 1,000 migrants.
I'm not going to lie, we did close for 2 weeks at one point just to sort of reassess how we were serving the needs of everybody.
Christine Zabios, director of the community space, says there was not a huge increase in visitors, but they were seeing a lot of people with no idea how the space works. For the city, the strain was more severe. The letter states police are struggling to watch the entire community because they are seeing three times the number of unlicensed drivers. Then, the city says it bought, quote, costly translation software so police could communicate with migrants when handling traffic cases up to more serious cases, including sexual assaults and the death of an infant.
Yeah, that's in Wisconsin. It's happening in Idaho. It's happening in California. It's happening in Texas. It's happening everywhere. And the federal government is doing that to you on purpose, and they're doing it with your tax dollars. So don't call them communists. I still get people to tell me that sometimes. Jesse, stop calling them communists. Well, they're taking your money, and they're providing food, jobs, housing, medical care, and schooling to people who don't have it. What exactly would you call that again?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
USF, that's University of Southern Florida, USF student rep for Planned Parenthood hands out Plan B pills for free. Just a little check-in on how far gone we are culturally in this country. CNN accuses those saying Springfield is being overrun of dehumanizing immigrants. Of course, as soon as the system gets exposed for nefarious deeds, it's always you who needs to be ashamed. Elite U.S. SEAL Team 6 preparing to defend Taiwan. I don't know. That's probably the kind of thing that shouldn't make it into the newspapers. That's one. Two, as unbelievably cool and awesome as SEAL Team 6 is, it's not that many guys. They're not going to be able to defend Taiwan against China, I promise you, no matter how many times you've seen The Rock. That's a great movie, by the way. Stormy Daniels feels Trump will try her for treason if he wins an election. Has there ever been somebody who's gotten more mileage out of one night than Stormy Daniels? Golly. But then again, mileage is her specialty. NATO chairman backs Ukraine long-range missile strikes on Russia. Just a little check-in for World War III. I'll pair that one with the headline that the United States Navy just launched its first ever gender-neutral submarine. In case you think we're ready to take on Russia, China, and Iran in a coalition, might want to back off of all that. I will talk to you tomorrow. You can email me, download a podcast, and we'll talk then. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.